Hey, it's another Outside the Box, where nothing is standard or automatic. Today's topic is mindless or mindful. About 8 weeks ago, we moved our kitchen towel from the place in the from its proper place on the refrigerator, where it's been for over 20 years, to the stove. Whenever I want a towel, I usually move first toward the refrigerator. I quickly remember the change and then head to the stove to get it. My initial habit is the same, but the situation has changed. Maybe eventually I won't head toward the fridge first. I'm getting there. Have you ever had a similar problem where your automatic response is the same as it's been for a long time, even when something has changed and it no longer makes sense? When we make certain ideas and actions second nature and do them mindlessly, it makes it easy to carry them out in the prescribed way. But if something changes, can we change with it? Not easily, unless we become mindful. Mindful learning, as researcher and author Alan Langer describes it, means learning things differently and more consciously. No more multitasking, second nature responses, rote memorization, narrowing our options, and right and wrong answers. Mindfulness means new information, more possibilities, new paradigms, and thinking outside the box. Mindful thinking means finding a new viewpoint to replace a traditional understanding. A few examples of more social significance than the kitchen towel might be veterans who decide the armed forces and militarism are not the way to peace, or greater public acceptance of same-sex marriage, or people who pay attention to and reduce their energy consumption because of climate disruption. These are examples of mindful learning. How can we overcome our mindless and automatic reactions to so many situations? One option is to effectively forget how we did things in the past. Yes, forgetting is sometimes a good thing, because we're now dealing with the present situation, not what we knew before. Another is to develop a different set of so-called automatic responses based on doubt and context. That means nothing is automatic, except maybe not accepting any automatic response. If we can interrupt ourselves when we react without thinking and actually pay attention in every situation, then we are learning mindfully. Some call this sideways learning, which means taking our actions and automatically applying them differently to different situations. Obviously, when it comes to thinking outside the box, the fewer automatic reactions we have to situations, the easier it is to be creative and flexible in how we respond. We'll have more of a blank slate when we decide what to do, rather than having to push away expectations, assumptions, and automatic reactions. When do you think and learn mindfully? And when do you do things mindlessly? I'm Larry Danziger, going directly to the new location for the towel more and more often.